Twitter temporarily suspends Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, again. By Lucas Nolan on July 20, 2021. Twitter has once again suspended Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, claiming that she violated the site's policy against posting misleading information related to the coronavirus pandemic. The temporary suspension is yet another enforcement action by Twitter against Greene, several of which the platform described as mistakes. The New York Post reports that Twitter has suspended Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene this week for violating its policy against posting misleading information related to the coronavirus pandemic. A Twitter spokesperson confirmed to the Post that Greene's personal account would be placed in read-only mode for 12 hours, presumably meaning her followers can view her previous tweets but she is unable to make any new posts. This suspension should expire on Tuesday morning. Twitter's coronavirus vaccine misinformation policy was unveiled in March and states that 12-hour suspensions are given to users that have violated its policy on more than two or three occasions. A fourth violation results in a week's suspension, while a fifth strike can lead to a permanent account ban. Twitter also added notices to two of Taylor Greene's tweets about coronavirus vaccines. The first tweet from Taylor Greene responded to a post from surgeon Dr. David Samadi about coronavirus hospitalizations in the United Kingdom. In the United Kingdom, 47% of new COVID-19 cases are vaccinated people, Samadi tweeted, to which Greene responded, "This is why no entity should force non-FDA-approved vaccines or masks. Instead, help people protect their health by defeating obesity, which will protect them from COVID, sick, complications and death, and many other health problems. We should invest in health, not human experimentation." The second tweet posted by Taylor Greene on Monday morning stated, "The controversial hashtag COVID-19 vaccines should not be forced on our military for a virus that is not dangerous for non-obese people and those under 65. With 6,000 vax-related deaths and many concerning side effects reported, the vax should be a choice, not a mandate for everyone," Greene added. Twitter marked both tweets as misleading and invited users to access information about the safety of the vaccines. Greene has been repeatedly suspended from Twitter for various reasons, in January, Breitbart News reported. The social media giant suspended Greene's Twitter account for 12 hours after discussing election fraud during the 2020 elections. The account referenced has been temporarily locked out for multiple violations of our civic integrity policy, a Twitter spokesperson said Sunday. Some of her tweets coming from a thread about election integrity surrounding Georgia's elections earned labels from Twitter, claiming, "This claim about election fraud is disputed, and this tweet can't be replied to, retweeted, or liked due to a risk of violence." Greene called for social media giants to stop censoring conservative speech on the internet. In March, Taylor Greene was suspended from Twitter due to an error on the same day that Democrats launched an effort to expel her from the House of Representatives, Breitbart News reported. The Silicon Valley tech giant previously suspended the Congresswoman's account in January, after she discussed allegations of fraud in the 2020 election. This time, Twitter says the suspension was an error. According to a Twitter spokesperson, "Our automated systems took enforcement action on the account referenced in error. This action has been reversed, and access to the account has been reinstated." Responding to the incident, Rep. Greene called on Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey to identify the employee at Twitter who made the error. "I was just told Twitter suspended me for 12 hours in error, on the same day Dems introduced a resolution to expel me from Congress," said Rep. Greene. "What a coincidence. Twitter's little error wasn't resolved until after 12 hours. At Jack, which employee made the error? Reply to my email, Jack." Taylor Greene's Twitter account was suspended accidentally for a second time in April, Breitbart News reported. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, was locked out of her Twitter account for a second time over the Easter holiday, in what the company says was an error. This is the second time Rep. Greene's account has been accidentally locked by the Silicon Valley tech giant. The lockout occurred shortly after Rep. Greene posted a celebratory Easter message to her followers on the platform. Posting on her Gab account during the lockout, Rep. Greene accused Twitter of unfairly targeting her. After tweeting, "He is risen. Happy Easter. I was suspended this morning for 12 hours," said Rep. Greene. "Was it my Christian faith? My never-ending demand to an end to murdering God's creation in the womb? Is it my fight to protect our greatest right to defend ourselves, come and take them? My willingness to fire Fauci? Maybe my fight to stop mandated vaccine passports? Or how about calling out Ilhan Omar? Read more about Taylor Greene's latest suspension at the New York Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.